to my podcast. I am so under the weather, but this episode is so late. So I just said, forget it. I'm going to do this episode no matter how I'm feeling. So if you can barely understand me, if it's muffled, please forgive me. But this episode had to happen today. Welcome to the first episode. Woot woot. Lala said what? A little idea about everything that's going to go on in the podcast. I'm going to have a couple of segments. I'm going to do a question of the day. The best thing I saw today. The dumbest thing I saw today. The best thing I want to try as in food or have ate. I'm going to do a little New Orleans news, a small business shout out. That's what I'm going to do for every episode. So I'm going to have something like that. Let's jump right in. Thursday night football is on right now. The Steelers is beating the Panthers 51-14. It's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell is Cam doing, but AB just need to show up for my fantasy. I don't even want to talk about fantasy because literally my fantasy is done. I'm dead. Like, I'm not alive. I'm like 2-6. And I have Gronk, Odell, Aaron Rodgers, AB. That's just some people. Like, let's just not talk about fantasy football. Let's talk about Dez Bryant going to the Saints. I'm telling y'all, this is a Super Bowl. Listen, Dez Bryant to the Saints. The Saints don't have a Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant is going to be what Jimmy Graham was to them. Jimmy Graham ain't been the same since he left. But don't listen to La. Just remember that I said it here. Moving right along to basketball. The big story around basketball is LeBron in L.A. LeBron, my bad. He has not been a good fit for L.A. And I think it's that the big stage, it's not for everybody. And Bron, baby boy, I don't think it's for you. You should have stayed in Cleveland. Go to Miami. Small teams. This is, I don't know. Maybe he's going to show up eventually, but I don't claim him. Why nobody told me that Tony Parker played for the Hornets? He looks so weird in that uniform. Oh, my God. And D. Rose. Is D. Rose back, or is he Jeremy Lin back? If you know Jeremy Lin went on a streak for about 2 to 3 weeks, and he literally killed. That's what I'm kind of thinking this D. Rose thing is. But, hey, who knows? I want him to be great. He went to Memphis. I went to Memphis. Go Tigers. But, I'm just saying. And as for Duke, clearly cheating. I don't know who these niggas is. They cheating. We need to check all their birth certificates, all their pee, because these niggas on steroids. Some these niggas be killing. Jesus Christ. But enough about sports. The topic we're going to touch on today is giving your boyfriend, husband, privileges. I say that like a pastor in the church. But we're going to talk about giving your boyfriend, husband, privileges. I would love to know what men think about this, because here's my outlook on it. I think that if you are serious about a man, I think you should definitely show him what you have to offer as a wife. Because you showing him them things, you will let him know that you are wifey material. I know that sounds cliche, but for me, if you don't cook for a man, if you don't cater to a man, if you don't show him all the wife qualities that you have, why would he want to wife you? He needs to see those qualities in you for him to know that he wants you to be his wife. And so many women, and I do understand, like, you give your all to somebody and they're not even serious and you never get proposed to, but you can't approach every relationship like that. And a lot of you guys say, well, he ain't got no ring on my finger, so he can't tell me what to do. I ain't doing this for him. I ain't cooking for him. I ain't feeding him every night. You know what I'm saying? But listen to me, ladies. You must show your qualities. Show him you know, what you can do. Excuse me. I'm sick, guys. I'm under the weather. It sounds terrible, but this episode needed to happen. But going back to that, you need to show a man what you can do as a wife. Make him want to propose to you. Make him want you to be his wife. Make him don't want to lose you. You know, cook, clean, just cater to him, all of his needs, listen to him, talk to him. Just like you want him to, you know, make sure you eat. You want him to cash app you, cash app him. You know, cook for him, wash his clothes, do whatever you have to do. You don't even need to secure the bag. Secure the ring. So that's my thoughts on it. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts. Follow all of my social media. Instagram, Life Seen by Lala. Follow my new Twitter because I cannot get into Life Told by Lala. So follow Life Seen by Lala. LifeSeenbylala on Twitter. Starting a new Twitter is so miserable. So follow my Twitter on Facebook. Snapchat is Chat with La. You can send me questions on all of those things, all of those outlets, and topics as well. I'm taking them all. But like I said, ladies, I think you should definitely show your qualities that you have to offer. So yeah, I want your ideas. Guys, if you would send me your ideas on that, I would love to know what you think about that. I have a question of the day. I'm going to go to Instagram for that. I've been taking some questions. I wrote on my Insta story, taking questions and suggestions. And I got the most absurd question. And I'm going to read it to you guys. I'm going to try to answer it to the best of my abilities. But I think she need to call the Breakfast Club or something. Because, baby, this question is so, like, it's mind-blowing. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question to you guys. Hey, La, I had a question and I was wondering if you can read it on your podcast. Of course, girl. Look at us. Okay, here's the question, guys. So I met this guy about 4 months ago. We immediately hit it off. He is so amazing and we are definitely in love. I finally got the courage to show a picture of him to my best friend. And she told me that he was her side piece. She's been in a relationship with her son's father for 5+ years. I guess they were going through a rough patch and she messed around and it happened to be him. He does not know that I know her and that we are friends, and he also doesn't know that he was the side piece. I'm so confused on what should I do. Help. Oh my God. Okay. So let me get this straight. You met a guy, you fell in love, showed him to your best friend. She reveals to you that she slept with this guy and he was a side piece in her relationship and she's still with her son's father. This is so messy on so many levels. For starters, I would say I think that you need to realize what you can handle, what you want. Can you handle, you know, your best friend had been with, what if you marry him? Could you handle your best friend being with her? Could you handle, you know, this, and it could get really messy because her boyfriend now doesn't know. And if it ever comes up in a setting, it's really messy. You should definitely try to keep them away from each other. I would talk to him and let him know, hey, this is my best friend. You know, y'all talk, messed around. I don't know how far or how much you want to tell him, if you want to give him details that he was the side piece, because you don't even know how he really felt about her, because he could have loved her, or, you know, it could have been serious. But obviously your best friend wasn't serious. And don't be condoning your best friend. Tell her, don't condone cheating. Tell her, sit her little hot ass down. And I also would tell you, don't lose somebody you love over something so stupid. So I would just sit down and think to myself, what could you handle, what you want to happen, and then, you know, just you move on from there. But girl, I can't help you. Anybody out there listening, if you have some advice, please write me, because I am so confused. I don't know what to tell her. I'm sorry I could not really help you, but that is a messy ass situation, because you just never know. It's so many outcomes. You need to talk to Dr. Strange or something, baby girl, because it's a mess. All right, moving right along. The best thing I saw today. The best thing I saw today was Ariana Grande singing God is a Woman live on Good Morning America. When I tell you this touched my soul, that girl can sing. It was so pure and so beautiful. Guys, I wouldn't say it's for you, but if you want to take a listen, you really should. It's on YouTube. It's just really, really beautiful. The dumbest thing I saw today. There's a video going around. It's viral on Facebook, Instagram. And it's a student, he, she, shim, whatever you want to be, punching a teacher in the face. I mean, he cocked back and punched her in the face so hard. And she was old. She was elderly. I felt so bad. Like, I wanted to really punch this dude. Like, who are we raising? Like, please raise your kids to respect. Like, a teacher, dog? This lady is getting paid, like, so little to teach you. And that's what you're gonna do? Like, an old lady, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, that's the dumbest thing I saw today. The best thing I want to eat or try is it's Instagram. Instagram is Chef Armstrong 82. It's a seafood disaster pan with blackened salmon, crab cakes, fish, lobster, and pasta. When I tell you this looks so good, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna let you know how it is. If anybody has ever eaten from this guy, please let me know before I go waste my money. Because a lot of times people get hyped up. It's a popularity contest, and the service food and everything does not be good, and I hate that. But it looks so good on social media, so I do want to try it. Some quick New Orleans news for you. The Seafood Festival is going on at Gray Park on November 10th. And there's a bike night every Tuesday. If you're trying to, you know, get out, lose some weight, I think this is the perfect time to do this, because the weather is starting to get nice. So I think you guys should do that. Small business shout out. Gonna go to Haircessorize LLC on Instagram. You can find them at HairCessorize. They have the cutest headbands, cutest fedoras, dad caps, and their prices are so reasonable. You guys should go check it out. I'm gonna post a picture this week with me wearing one of their headbands. Super cute, and I swear it was just like $3.99. And they also have some stuff for kids. That's really it for this podcast today. I'm so under the weather. I probably sound terrible, but this episode had to happen. Sorry it was so short, but I'm gonna leave you guys with this outro every time. It's gonna say, God only made one you. Don't lose yourself trying to be someone else. Peace.